This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. We got to thank Jeffrey Yellenesian and Guy Glotis for hanging and chatting with us about their work up on Beacon Hill. Their work too.
Not easy.
No, it's not. And I know that there are going to be people. That's why I asked to play devil's advocate for a minute there. I thought it was important.
It's a valid point.
I think next time when we have Guy and Jeff in, maybe we open the phone lines and let folks call in and have their opinion about it. And if, you know, again, if folks like what we do for shows, or if you have ideas for future shows, Monday Night Talk on 95.9 WATD, that's the Facebook page, or mondaynighttalk@gmail.com. Our next guest is someone who is running for mayor in New Bedford. We have Maria Giesta joining us. Maria, are you there?
Hello, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. Very good.
My name's Kevin, and of course, and of course, I want to make sure I mention Joe. Joe is my co-host, and we're looking forward to chatting with you for the next couple of minutes.
Great. Hello, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, give us a little background on you, Maria. From what I understand, other than running for mayor, you have an extensive background as far as politics goes.
Yeah, when I graduated from UMass Dartmouth in 1985, which at the time was SMU, I went to go work for Senator John Kerry when he was elected in Washington, D.C., and I started off as a staff assistant at the bottom, and then I left to go work for Congressman Barney Frank in 1989, and I was with him until he retired, and I ultimately became his chief of staff. So that was my political career.
So what is it about the city of New Bedford that you feel you need to be the leader in that community? What are some of the issues with New Bedford that you'd like to right if you're elected?
Well, you know, New Bedford, because I grew up here, is a city I've always loved, and my family has always been here. And, you know, working for Senator Kerry and Congressman Frank, my connection and ties to the city have always been here. And, you know, looking, you know, New Bedford's a great city, and I think people sometimes forget or don't appreciate a city that they, you know, grow up in or work in. You know, New Bedford has a lot of great assets. It's located in a great area. We have probably the best fish, the best, transportation. I mean, we're right off the highways. We have working people. We have great food, great restaurants. And unfortunately, the crime in the city has become a huge problem. And not only that, but education. I think the attack on teachers recently is very wrong. Mm-hmm. It bothers me a lot that someone who benefited from New Bedford High School and the education here, I find it quite disturbing how teachers are attacked in this city and by the superintendent and the administration and the mayor.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
If let's say you're elected, would you be seeking changes at the top of either?
Absolutely. I mean, as you know, the mayor is an honorary chairman of the school committee, and it's ultimately the school committee that hires and fires the superintendent. But I would clearly make my make it known that I'm not happy with the superintendent of schools.
What's the direction of your police department? I know that the city of Brockton has been working to instill community policing. Is that a method that you would look for New Bedford?
Absolutely. I think it's very important that, people and the police officers engage and get to know each other. I mean, people need to feel that they can approach their police. And this is not about, the crime in the city is not just about, it's not about the police and the work that they do. It's about leadership, and that's why I called that the first thing I would do as mayor is fire the police chief. It's not personal. I think the one thing that people want is accountability and leadership, and that is something that they will have from me.
Okay.
I will not put up with people not doing their job. And, you know, the police officers work very hard. I want to work with the New Bedford City Council to find the funds to hire more police and give them the resources that they need to fight the crime in the city. I would like to put more cameras up in the neighborhoods that crime happens. I think that's very important. So I think, you know, we need, as a city, to work together with the police to combat the crime that has been and is ongoing in the city.
What is New Bedford's budgetary situation? Is it like a lot of communities where it's a matter of you have X amount of dollars and you're lucky to retain certain amount of firefighters, police officers, and teachers, and you have you're faced with layoffs?
I find it funny that the mayor, bumped up his own personal office budget over $100,000. And, you know, that right there is a lack of leadership. You don't do that when you need more firemen and more police officers to do their job. You know, every city, as you know, goes through tough times when it comes to their budgets.
Yep.
But there's always a way to look at the people that you hire to run the departments and say, what is it that we can do better to allocate the funds that we need to make the city what it should be? And that is free, not free of crime, but crime needs to be combated here. We need to support our teachers. We need to bring more jobs. You know, like a lot of politicians, I've always said, politicians don't tell you the truth when it comes to jobs and crime. Most companies will not come to a city that's number five. New Bedford is the fifth highest city when it comes to crime in Massachusetts, and that's unacceptable. Why would a company want to come to New Bedford and hire its people when crime is so high? So you need to combat that in order to attract businesses and people to come back into your city. I mean, I lived in Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. went through a horrific period of crime, just like Boston. And, you know, we had the ability to attract and combat the crime that was going on both those cities, and that's what needs to go on in New Bedford. Again, New Bedford is such a centrally located area. You know, we're an hour south of Boston. We're a half hour away from the Cape. We have our own beaches. We have our own airport. And I think a lot of businesses like the idea of coming here. But to invest in New Bedford with the crime that's going on, and I think that's what delays them wanting to come here.
We are speaking to Maria Giesta, candidate for New Bedford mayor. Maria, Joe Rossi here. I have a two-part question for you. You know, my full-time job is I'm an insurance inspector, and part of my territory is New Bedford. Mm-hmm. So I spend some of my time down there. I was just down there last week for a little bit. And one of the things, and the reason this is two-part is because one of the things I find interesting is the amount of vacant mill buildings and waterfront spaces throughout the city. And one of the reasons I find that interesting is because if you were to go to the North Shore or any South Shore communities, that land would be built up with either, you know, higher end construction, waterfront properties, or riverfront type of accesses. I guess it's two-part because, one, have you put any thought into any type of, you know, long-term economic plans to bring businesses to New Bedford? And, two, there's been talk about a casino possibly coming to New Bedford. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I've always been a huge supporter of the casino. In the mid-90s, I worked on that issue for Congressman Frank when the gay head Wampanoags wanted to first, you know, open a casino here. So I found it very unfortunate that the mayor was not more proactive on making sure that the casino came to New Bedford. We clearly know that he was not a big supporter of it, and I think that was part of the problem. His big thing was Cape Wind, which, again, I think it's a good thing. I mean, alternative energy is always good. But when you have a company like KG Urban who wants to come in and clean up the site and build a casino to bring jobs to the area, that is something that you should be proactive from the beginning. So, again, it's I believe it's, and I know, it's just a lack of leadership on his behalf. I think once I come into office and I look, you know, when I become mayor, and I, yeah, you're right, the waterfront, there's a lot of empty buildings, mills. They've done a great job on Riverside Avenue here in New Bedford, turning a lot of those old mills, which my mother worked in one of them, Riverside Manufacturing. My mother worked in that mill, into condos and housing for the elderly, and I think that's a great idea. But we do have a wonderful waterfront, but we have a working waterfront, and we have to be very careful with the fishing industry that we have there. That's still our number one industry in New Bedford. You know, New Bedford, the port, is still the number one port in the United States, and we have to be careful. And I support the fishermen. You know, my dad owned a fishing boat. He was not a fisherman, but he owned it with a couple of friends. And so I understand what those men and women go through. It's a very tough job. It's a very tough living. And the regulations that the federal government has imposed on them is out of control. And one of the first things I will do is work with our delegation to make sure that those regulations are alleviated and not, you know, listen, we eat more fish. Americans are becoming healthier. And to expect an industry like fishing to be the only ones to live under such high regulations is ridiculous. We have to do a better job in supporting our fishermen. So there's room for everybody down at the waterfront and along the Acushnet River, and that is something I will definitely be looking at doing.
Let's stay on the discussion of business. What is the business climate like in New Bedford, and what do you feel needs to be done as far as economic development in your community?
Well, you know, the mayor the other day during his State of the City address spoke about the downtown area, which is, very important to any city to have a dynamic downtown. But, you know, you got to think about the rest of the city, the West End, South End, the North End. These are areas that also have businesses, and we want to make sure that people and industry comes to the whole city, not just to the downtown area. We need to make sure that crime is at a level that business wants to come here. I want to be able to attract businesses like Google and Yahoo and Microsoft. You know, they're always looking. Again, we're centrally located. We have an airport. I want to bring commuter rail down to New Bedford. I believe we deserve that, and I think that would be very beneficial to the area, especially when you're talking about businesses. I think you need to look at the tax bracket of businesses here. Again, taxes were risen both on personal and business properties. We have to come up with more better incentives tax-wise to bring businesses to the city.
Is there a Chamber of Commerce down in New Bedford?
Yes,
How well are they doing to bring new business in and being able to have them all work together?
Well, as far as I know, I really haven't. They haven't reached out to me, and I'm still reaching out to many people in the area about my campaign. And that's one of the conversations I want to have with the chamber. I think most chambers do a very good job in trying to bring businesses to the cities and the surrounding area. That's another thing that I think is very, very important. New Bedford and the surrounding cities and suburbs need to work together to bring business to the area. I think southeastern Massachusetts would be a major player in the area, New England and Massachusetts, if we were to combine our resources together and our political power.
Joe, do you have a question? Another question?
Yeah. What, you know, the city of New Bedford, it's one of the, you know, bigger cities in the area, and you touched on it just a little bit ago, Maria, is that the commuter rail issue to be able to get mass transit into New Bedford and even into Fall River, there's been talks of. Expand on that a little bit in terms of, you know, what would the, do you think the direct benefit to the city be if there was a commuter rail line that came into or at least stopped into New Bedford?
Well, I think, again, it's the location. There are many people in the New Bedford area that, in New Bedford and the area that work in Boston and the surrounding towns and cities up there. It would definitely bring a group of people that would never think about traveling down to New Bedford. You know, we have great historical significance to the state, to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and the area. I think people don't realize what a great city New Bedford is and what we have to offer down here. And, you know, just like anywhere, people now are looking for other ways of transportation. Not just by car. And, you know, I believe that the commuter rail would be a huge positive for the city. And, you know, we have the ability to really attract many people to come here and live here. We have beautiful homes. We have beautiful parks. We have great history here. I think people would be very surprised when they came to New Bedford to see how friendly people are here and how hard they work. And like anybody, they want to give their children the best, like my parents did for us. My parents and I were immigrants that came here to New Bedford. I grew up in this city, and I love it. And I want people to see the city that I have always seen. And commuter rail and the casino and bringing businesses to the area is my number one priority.
Now, I believe that you were actually at a immigration forum that was held by Bristol County Sheriff Tom Hodson. Talk to me about that last week.
When I saw that it was an immigration forum, of course, being an immigrant and running for mayor, it's a very personal issue for me. I thought it was going to be a forum where people would have ideas and talk about what needs to be done and not done regarding immigration. And I was pretty appalled and upset by what was being said at this forum. I think we need to stop with the hate towards immigrants, and I include legal or illegal immigrants. You know, listen, they're here. Immigrants are here. We have to do a better job in bringing them into the community, making sure that they're not afraid to talk to the police. The other night, last week, I went to a New Bedford City Council meeting, and Peter Pereira, who's a photographer for the Standard Times South Coast Today, was being honored by the city council for his work across the world. And he came to the United States when he was 9 years old, and he was talking about how he was the photographer when the INS and the feds raided the Branco factory here in New Bedford. And he said, there I am, this immigrant, taking pictures of other immigrants being arrested. And that's the sort of thing that should not happen in the United States of America. My family, we came here as legal immigrants. My grandmother was born in Fall River, Massachusetts. And for whatever family reasons, they went back to Portugal. And that's where I was born with my three brothers. Mm. And we came here in 1966. And we were legal. And I still remember very well my neighbors calling me a Portuguese and a greenhorn. And that's not something you forget as a child,
right,
and as an adult. And rather than trying to exclude immigrants from our society, we need to include them more and have them be part of our community. Immigrants are the United States of America.
Mm.
This is our country was founded on immigration, and I think we just need to do a better job. And the idea of a sheriff speaking the way that he did was very upsetting.
Okay. Maria, we unfortunately have run out of time. My next guest is actually on hold.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. If folks want to find out more about your campaign and follow what's going on, how can they do that?
They can go to my Facebook page, Maria Giesta for Mayor, and also my website, Giesta for Mayor. And we're always posting information, and, they can call me directly. My phone number is 774-328-9667. Please call me. I am accessible. I want to talk to the people here in New Bedford and get from them what they want to see in their mayor.
Well, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. I really appreciate all of this.
You got it. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Again, that's Maria Giesta running for mayor in New Bedford, who was joining us. Joe, any thoughts?
I thought that was great. I think, it's interesting. Like I said, I'm in New Bedford for my job. I see the issues there. I have to go into the buildings and the basements of the buildings there. And so I do understand the issues she's talking about. It's difficult, like with any city.
And again, and folks are probably like, "Oh, well, she's running for mayor in New Bedford. What is she doing on here?" It was a request from a couple of people. Like, hey, well, why not? It's a big city. It's a big city. So why not have them on? And you get to hear what's going on and hearing her insight as to what she'd like to do in regards to policing and what she'll do with the police chief and what she'll do with the superintendent.
Well, it's interesting. It's still, New Bedford is still one of the largest ports in New England, and I find that very interesting because it's always been that way, and even today it's still a critical part of their economy.